Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have a very special guest with us today. His name is Dr. Joel Freeman. Now, he is the founder, CEO, and president of the Freeman Institute. Dr. Freeman, I'd like to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you, Carrie.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, we've got to start at the beginning. Tell everyone what the Freeman Institute is.
It's a company I started back about 21, 22 years ago. And we have 8 arenas of expertise, and that ranges from workshops and retreats and keynote addresses to a culture change, reality-based organizational change. And then I do executive success coaching. I do Black History and Diversity Day presentations, and I have a whole aspect that deals with entrepreneurship and business intelligence and creativity, and then do open registration seminar events for communities, and then also develop the Rosetta Stone Replica Project. The Rosetta Stone is not the language software company. It's the actual artifact that was used to crack the code to hieroglyphics back in the early 1800s, and the original is in the British Museum. It was made in Egypt on the west bank of the Nile. They found it in 1799. French soldiers did. But anyway, I have the world's first and only full-size three-dimensional replica that's available for the general public. And also have my own publishing company and other projects we work with. So that kind of gives you pretty much a quick overview of the Institute.
Sure. And tell the folks out there, where is the Institute located? And we'll take it from there in terms of what it's all about.
Sure. It's in Maryland, not far from Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay. And so I want to just let everybody know, as you were kind enough to just kind of give us a quick overview of the Freeman Institute. But when I looked at your website at freemaninstitute.com,
I saw quite a bit of information, so many different things that really kind of piqued my interest, and I was just blown away, to be quite frank with you, Dr. Freeman. One of the things that we'll get into, there's so many different aspects, like I said, that we're going to get into, but one of my favorite parts that I uncovered on your site, of course, like some of the, you know, on a lighter side, some of the quotes that you have there are just fantastic. And so, you know, I just wanted to let you know that I'm someone who gravitates towards quotes and things of that nature. So when I saw and I look at your kind of your long list of items that you have on your site, and I see that you cover kind of everything. You really do. And you outline it there. You put it there. It's a lot of work that has gone into this. You have some wonderful things that you're doing, obviously, in the way of education. And you have, you know, just some great things historical reference. And then my other part. My other part of this that I absolutely love is that you have a huge collection, so of artifacts and things that you know, that document the African American experience, or the African experience, I guess, that if you were on some level. So, you know, we want you to walk us through just about everything. So, and then I'm going to end with the entrepreneurship, because that's another part of this that fits into a great deal of where we are today at the Hair Radio Morning Show and what we talk about quite often. So I've got a whole thing on that to kind of cover with you. So let's talk about this particular, before we even get into Annie Malone, which we will definitely get into. Let's talk about I think I saw something that you had written, a documentary, if you will, on a white man's journey into or through black America, I think it was. Why don't you tell the folks about this and how all this came to be, why this came to be, and how you got involved? Because I understand that you're from Canada. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, what
so
happened is that? I ended up leaving home when I was 17. I come from a little town of Three Hills, Alberta, Canada, and I left home at 17, just started hitchhiking all around North America, long-haired hippie, dope-smoking fool, and just traveled probably 5,000-6,000 miles on my thumb, pretty much all around North America. And then I had an experience that actually changed my life. That really caused me to revisit, you know, what my purpose was and what my goals were. I signed up for Bible school the next day, and
how old were you, if I may ask, at that point?
I was actually about 17.
Really?
I was 19 years of age. I'm sorry, 19 at that
point. Wow. Okay.
And then I ended up going to school. I became a pastor. I became chaplain for the Bullets, the Wizards, and the NBA.
Wow.
One of the first chaplains in the history of the NBA. And I started that in 1978-79 season. And
So then, what are the chaplain, for those of us who don't know, obviously we know what a chaplain does in general, but what did a chaplain for the NBA do exactly? Like, how does all that work?
I'm actually writing a book about it right now called Finding the Open Man, subtitled The Surprising Benefits of Unselfishness. And basically the whole idea behind being a chaplain is to be a confidant, a friend, someone without any hidden agenda, someone who keeps everything in absolute confidence and is just there for the guys. Is not there to take, but to give. And it's such a rare situation for so many NBA players, because most people have a hidden and sometimes not so hidden agenda. And so sometimes they don't even know for a year to 2 years what their real agenda is for some people that want to get close to them, either through their kids, their wife or family, parents. They try to get through to the player. And so I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it, and so I just knew I could love these guys unconditionally, and I could be a listening ear. I didn't always have the right thing to say, perhaps, but I could at least listen. And I think that over 20 seasons, I mean, there are 6 coaching changes, and generally speaking, a new coach brings in his or her new people, you know, depending on the WNBA or NBA or whatever. They just clear the deck and start with their own people. And to have survived 6 coaching changes, I still shake my head. It's remarkable to me that that even happened. But it was a great ride. Got to know a lot of players and their families, and that, in a nutshell, is what it's all about.
So you probably I also understand that you used to get a lot of questions from these guys, and that's kind of what also helped to prompt you and kind of push you forward with getting to have a deeper understanding. So what kind of questions did they pepper you with?
Well, what happened is of course, you can imagine, when I was 25 years of age when this happened, and my first year, my first season, and I've always looked rather young, and you can imagine I probably looked about 16 or 17 years of age when I was 25. And so they're looking at each other and saying, "You mean we're supposed to spill our guts to that guy? You got to be kidding me." And so it was earning their respect. But I think that they were testing the seams of my soul and trying to, and the sincerity of my heart by asking questions. And it's probably unconscious. I don't think it was a conscious grilling or anything like that. But over time, they began to ask questions like, you know, what did Jesus look like? What part did people of African descent have to play in biblical and extra-biblical history? Just questions like that that I found that I did not have the responses to. Heck, I didn't even know what questions to ask. And so what happened is that little by little, it forced me to start researching so that I could have some type of a credible response to them. Then you fast forward. That was my first inkling, real inkling, that I needed to grow and expand. I never was interested in history in school, but that got me started. Then you fast forward to about 1995, I met a gentleman by the name of Don Griffin. He was the senior HR manager for a company, and by that time in 93, I had stopped pastoring and decided to take my pastor's heart into the business world, so I launched my own company called the Freeman Institute. And at that point, I was at his job, you know, working, doing some events for his senior leadership team. And between sessions, Don began to share with me his journey as an African-American male growing up, and some of the latest revelations and understandings he had about himself, about history, and it fascinated me. So I began to study some of the things that he was saying, began to research. I had that much respect for him. And I remember going to the library time and time again. There's no internet at the time. And I just would get these, what we used to call VHSs or videos.
Right, remember those.
And so I'd bring home a video, let's say, a series called Africa, A Voyage of Discovery by Basil Davidson. Is a BBC series, a man from Great Britain. And then I'd pick up the Eyes on the Prize, Part 1, Part 2, The Promised Land, about the move from the South to the, especially the Chicagoland area. And I just began to read books, and then I bumped into Ivan Van Sertima. And I remember calling him up. Someone gave me his home phone number. I called him up, and I said, you don't know me, and I barely know you, but I would like to get to know you. And what happened is that he began to share things with me, and then he got my address. The next thing I knew, 3 weeks later, I got a big, huge box of his books that he edited and wrote. And then I called him back and asked him if he would become my historical guide, my main historical guide. And we spent hours on the phone together where I'd read a book, and I'd redline it. I'd ask all kinds of questions. And he let me ask any off-the-wall question that was ricocheting around my little pea brain. It was just a fascinating experience.
Wow.
We had a great time talking. He's passed away now since 2009, and I miss him, you know, on many levels, but especially just hanging out with him on the phone, just talking with him about various things, bouncing ideas around. So that kind of was the genesis to, and then I met a gentleman by the name of Mark Mitchell, who has a huge Black History collection, and Mark and I began to talk, and I just saw the power of his collection. The impact it had is a transcendent quality, transcending race and gender and generation and religion, class. I mean, just fascinating. And so I began to, he became a mentor of mine, and I began to develop my own collection, which is now well over 3,000 pieces. The oldest piece dates back to 1553. I've been able to do exhibits at the United Nations twice. And plus, they've used some of my pieces and information on international exhibit that's going around the world right now. Clinton Presidential Library have done things in conjunction with the White House communication staff. Also, Secret Service, 4 years in a row, FBI. Just fascinating stuff that
Wow.
has emerged as a result of this collection. It's opened up doors. And I find that, especially when I'm speaking about diversity or Black history, it opens up the minds and hearts to receive what I have to share, because when people see 20, 30, 40 pieces of my collection and exhibit before I speak, you know, now they're intrigued. What's this? What's this white guy all about? What's his deal? You know, what's motivating him? And that's the cartoon bubble above everybody's head. And so I'm able to respond best I can to that. In fact, I have a website called whitemansstory.com. That white man's, no apostrophe on the S, man's, but whitemansstory.com. And that's my online response to that question that people have about, you know, what motivated me to get involved.
Well, I also want to talk a little bit more about this amazing collection that everybody is talking about, of course, that you indicated, you know, over 3,000 pieces. I think I saw on your video or somewhere where it even had like the shackles, if you will, for like that some of the slaves may have, you know, worn or what have you, in addition to so many other different things. What are some of the other standout items that are included in the collection? And I understand that it is online to some degree.
Yes, blackhistorycollection.com. Gives kind of a brief overview of some of the pieces, but it's blackhistorycollection.com, singular. And, you know, that one pair of shackles that I received, I was over in Ghana at the Slave Coast Castle, and I was talking with a gentleman there. His name was Stephen Donica. And I began to share with him a little bit about, you know, the film that I had co-created with Don Griffin and the book and some other things in my collection. And then I said, how would it be possible for me to get a pair of shackles, a set of shackles from here, from Africa? And he says, I don't know, but I'll find out. And he brought everything before the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set to me, which he sent to me, and I just blown away that they were that kind, and because I'm sure it's not an unlimited number of shekels they have available, and for them to do that, I just feel so respected by the individuals who voted on this, and of course also Stephen Danica, and so the other pieces I have. What I've tried to do, Carrie, is to develop kind of a more of a global picture, because I find that here in America and in some parts of Canada also, there's this intractable black-white situation where it's very hard to understand, to cross that no man's land, or so to speak, between the two races. And so I've tried to bring more of an international view. And because I really think that once people begin to realize that there were things going on in South America. In fact, there's well over 3 million that speak Spanish and Portuguese, people of African descent in South Africa, and many people can't imagine that and cannot understand it. But it just is. I have documents going back to 1553 from Peru, from Ecuador, from Argentina. Some of them are written in Old Spanish, so that even if someone knows Spanish today, they cannot even read these other documents. You have to have a specialized understanding about the Old Spanish script. And these are all slave documents. I've got an 11-page document from a hospital where slaves were, if they got sick, that's where they went, St. Bartholomew. Just outside of Lima, Peru, and it's just an astonishing thing. And then also what I've tried to do with the collection is I tried not to spend so much time documenting the horrific nature of the slave trade and all the rest of it, even though that's a part of the picture and is a necessary part of the picture. What I've tried to do is to showcase the inventiveness of it, and the creativity of people who have been under the boot of slavery and the trade, and
And what have you found? Jim Crow for the most
laws.
Part, right?
Well, what I've discovered is I developed a metaphor that is not new, but I've applied it to this situation. It's called Blades of Grass in a Concrete Jungle. I commissioned a 90-second animated video that people can see on YouTube, Blades of Grass in a Concrete Jungle. And the concrete is a metaphor for all the horrific things that have happened, ranging from lynching, the black code laws, and the depression where blacks were hired last and fired first, and just so many issues that it's impossible to exaggerate the horrific nature what people endured. But then we talk about the blades of grass who came up through, cracked through, and sometimes exploded through the concrete. So the thicker the concrete, the more inspirational the story. So by using this metaphor, it gives permission to talk about the horrific nature without it being a downer. Because then, as I mentioned, the thicker the concrete, the more inspirational the story. Once we begin to understand how terrible it was, and then we see the accomplishments of individuals in spite of how terrible it was, my goodness, I say, I think I've got problems. Here's an example of somebody who had everything stacked against them, and they still made something of their lives and an inspiration to their families. I mean, we all have concrete internally. Stuff like, hey, I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I can't make it, I'm a fraud. If people really knew what I was all about. That's the stuff that echoes in the minds and the hearts of just about every human being. And at one point or another, that can actually rob them of their purpose and their potential.
Right.
And so that we all have that internal concrete. I'm too short, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too tall, I'm too this, I'm too that. My ears are too big, my ears are too small, my hair is not enough. All that kind of stuff that gurgles around. But then you add to it the systemic issues in a culture that provide external concrete that actually can become so terrible and so demanding of a person's attention that it can actually cripple them and come rolling over them and just say, well, I guess I'm nothing. I might as well commit suicide. I might as well do something harmful to myself so that I sabotage my own success. But here are people that came up through it in spite of it. And that, to me, is I just shake my head. And every time I see pieces from Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker and Frederick Douglass and Toussaint Louverture and other individuals, Marcus Garvey, I mean, the list goes on and on and on of individuals, Pearl Bailey. It just is astonishing to me what these individuals accomplished. And so what I've tried to do is develop a touchstone, if you will. For instance, like Pearl Bailey, I have the actual check that she was paid for her part in Porgy and Bess. And
really?
someone, I'm not going to tell you how much it was, because someone might say, how much was that? I'm going to say you have
to
go to
blackhistorycollection.com
and do a search for Pearl Bailey, and you'll find out how much she was paid for her part in the movie that came out in the early 50s. And so it just is amazing when you think of what people like her accomplished. I have Ethel Waters, her contract,
mm-hmm.
her book, His Eyes on the Sparrow. It was a smash bestseller. And I have the actual contract signed by her and her co-author, the one who, the ghostwriter, not the ghostwriter, because he was declared that he wrote the book, but co-author with her, Charles Samuels. And then I have other items in here.
Well, Dr. Freeman, was it hard to kind of gather these items? How do you find these items? I mean, is it easier nowadays because of the Internet, I guess I should ask?
It's actually very difficult. If someone were to embark upon a collection like this
right
now...
Right, if I were to start a collection today, I don't think I would be able to do it.
Be virtually impossible, and I'm not kidding. It is. I know what's out there and what's not out there, and it is the stuff that you get now, just reproductions, and there's a lot of fakes, and it's very hard. For instance, I have an original letter, handwritten letter by Frederick Douglass. It's almost priceless because where could you find one? You know, someone might say, well, I've got everything. No, you don't. You don't have a handwritten letter by Frederick Douglass. You know?
No, that's huge.
Someone like an Oprah or, you name the names
mm-hmm.
Out there of individuals that would be interested. I mean, if they went out to look for it, they couldn't find some items that I've been able to bring together.
Wow. Well, I have to say, let me just remind everybody and kind of bring everybody up to where we are. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, today's guest is Dr. Joel Freeman, and he is the founder, CEO, and president of the Freeman Institute in Maryland. And we've been kind of following along and just thoroughly impressed with the amount of information that you have. You are truly a historian in every sense of the word, and an entrepreneur, and you just cover everything, really. I don't think I've seen anybody in a long time like this who I just, we're all blown away with this kind of information, this knowledge, and the willingness that you share, putting it out there. And it's quite remarkable. So I'm going to kind of turn to, I do want to talk a little bit about Annie Malone and some of the other folks that you write about. And I know we kind of glossed over the book a bit that you wrote with the gentleman, Don Griffin, I believe.
Don Griffin, yes.
So I want you to talk about the book specifically. Tell the folks a little bit more. Are we able to get a copy of this book?
Yes, it can be gotten online on Amazon or anywhere else. And or they can contact me after the program or something like that, and I'd be happy to sign a copy for them and send it to them.
Sure.
Right.
Now, it's called The Return to Glory. I just want to make sure that
yes.
that's clear, Return to Glory.
Subtitled The Powerful Stirring of the Black Man. And the first half is all about the historical content, and that's the half that Don wrote. The second half has to do with the mental, emotional, spiritual roadmap to wholeness. And in that last part, I detail how a person can walk through the grieving process. Because I remember when I was interviewing people for the book,
mm-hmm.
especially because the book is targeting especially young men, ages about 12 to about 27, and while we were researching this, we had people tell us, you're crazy. You know, why would you want to write a book? Because if you want to hide something from young African-American men, you just put it in a book, right? That's what they're telling us. And they said, you're wasting your time. You got to use more visual, music, whatever, other means and methodologies to reach your target audience. But we kept on going with it, and I'll tell you,
which is a horrible stereotype all in it, you know, unto itself.
It is. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that was the messaging message we were getting from people we were interviewing for the book.
Right.
So anyway, what happened is the second half deals with the mental, emotional, spiritual roadmap. And so what I did is, you can imagine on a suspicion scale from somewhat to extremely suspicious, we're banging on the extremely suspicious end of the scale when I'm interviewing someone, let's say, for the book. And they're saying, you know, why are you writing this book, and who are you, and what are you all about? And so what I did is I asked a question that changed the tone of every single interview and brought some of us from some interviews from 45 minutes to sometimes 4, 6, maybe even 8 hours, some dear friendships emerging. And here's the question that changed the tone of every single interview. Do you remember the moment when you realized that because of the color of your skin, that the rules were somehow different for you? Now, by asking that question, to have a 65-year-old man pause, look out the window, and then look back at me, and then tell me with brilliant clarity what happened when he was 5 or 6 years of age, knowing remembering the weather, what he was wearing, his mother's response when he told her about it, and just, my goodness, that question changed the tone. Because I began to then see that there was a whole grieving process. After that moment, whether it's 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 or 12 or 19 or 20 years of age, depending on the situation, to then go from that moment to what Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote when she was still alive. She wrote a book about the grieving process. And grieving, we've all lost loved ones or lost a dream, but grieving is all about loss. And so the loss that I began to identify, because my PhD work is in psychology, and I think in that direction, began to see that the loss had to do with, it was the loss of innocence. That all of a sudden a young kid, a young boy, young girl, a young individual, suddenly has, it's like the scales have been taken off. It's like the blinders have been taken off, and they now can see, wow, they hate me just because of the color of my skin? You got to be kidding me. And then the grieving process, ranging from denial to depression to just all the different aspects that go with the whole grieving process. And in the book, I spend a chapter on each layer, each aspect of the grieving process. And of course, it isn't a neat, nice and tidy while I'm moving from one part to the next, never to be revisited, but a person could be in whatever acceptance means, you know, because who knows what that means. A person could be in acceptance at 4:30 in the afternoon and be back at square one at 7 o'clock that night and working through the whole process again. So that began to really unlock to me the doorway, the gateway to understanding what humans go through in a situation like this. And it had an astonishing impact on me.
Well, you know something, Dr. Freeman, I have to ask you, and I think this is about as good a time as any. When you see all of the things that are happening in the country in these current times, and you being a person of faith and education and all the above, and what can you say, and how do you explain it? What are your thoughts on it? I'm just curious.
Well, I think that humans are humans wherever we go.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if you're a Korean in Japan, you're going to be experiencing some crazy situations. If you are a let's say a gypsy in Hungary or in Sweden, you're going to be experiencing situations that are very, very difficult. And if you're from one tribal system or another tribal system, warring against another tribal system in Africa, very similar dynamics. Same color of skin in all in these accounts, except Korean and Japanese might have just a variation of the color of skin. But and also in Mexico, if you're darker skin or lighter skin color, the darker skinned individuals deal with incredible discrimination. In Italy, if you're from North Italy versus South Italy, in Great Britain. Just the sound of your speech, if you're from Yorkshire or Scotland, and you're talking with someone who is from London, you know, from a certain part of London, there's immediate, the moment the person opens their mouth, there's an immediate class system that emerges. My point being is that for me, I think that wherever we go, there's going to be this kind of situation. And I think it's important for us to understand the history so that we never repeat it, you know, personally. Let me tell you a quick story. I was down at Los Alamos National Laboratory some years back, about 7, 8, maybe 10 years ago now. And I was doing their, speaking at their Martin Luther King event. And I talked about the moment, and I talked about the grieving process. And there was a gentleman there who was very high up at Los Alamos National Laboratory at the time, a man of African descent. He came up to me afterwards and began to share with me his story a little bit. And then after he shared with me his story, he said, you know, he says, when I experienced the moment, when I realized because of the color of my skin that the rules were somehow different for me, he said, it was like a hurricane force wind came against me. And he was no more than about 6, 7 years of age. And he said, in fact, by the way, when you think about a hurricane, it takes about, 75 miles per hour for a wind to get a name. And he said that what happened is that I learned as a young man how to lean into the wind. I learned how to have a sense of humor in the midst of the wind. I learned, it was a dark sense of humor, but I had a sense of humor.
Right.
I learned how to be successful in spite of the wind. I learned how to have relationships with people in spite of the wind, but I knew the wind was there. And he says later on, he says, I rose pretty high in the ranks. I got a job in Japan. He said, I went to Japan and got a tour there, and he said, the moment I got off the airplane, he says, wouldn't you know it, the wind stopped. Now, remember what I said about the Korean and Japanese. If you're Korean, the wind is at about 120 miles per hour for you. But as an African, a man of African descent, he said the wind has stopped for him. About 3-4 weeks later, there were a delegation from D.C. came to visit, and he said they met at a restaurant. And he said within the first 5 minutes, he said, at the restaurant, he says, I felt the wind pick up again. It was just crazy and strange. Then he looked at me. He's a no BS kind of guy. He looked at me straight in the eye, and as serious as a heart attack, he said, for some reason, I don't feel any wind coming from you. Now, Carrie, I don't know. It just struck me so incredibly hard what he said to me. And I thought, I got in the car. I mean, we're I had to get to Albuquerque to get on the plane to come back to Baltimore. A couple of times I had to pull over because I was crying so much, because it meant so much to me. And I just, at that point, you know, I began to pray, I began to talk to God. I said, I never want to be a person who sponsors the wind for my wife, for my kids, for my next-door neighbors, people at church, people wherever I go, and be in cross-cultural situations. I don't want to be a sponsor of the wind. And not if, but when I do sponsor the wind, I just want to be man enough to go to that person, whoever it might be, and ask for forgiveness and apologize. And repair as best as I can. Now, I think that is a metaphor, if you will, for how things can change. It's one by one, people reaching out and in spite of the pain. Henry Nouwen wrote a book called The Wounded Healer, and I think that's what it's all about, that in the midst, in spite of our wounds, in spite of the history, that we all seek to understand before seeking to be understood. That's what Augustine said in the 4th century.
Wow.
Seek to understand before seeking to be understood. Those are words worth embroidering. But
I love
that. Cool about that statement is that it doesn't preclude the need to be understood, but it's all about understanding. And I think if every one of us, within the sound of my voice, myself included, if every one of us over the next 30 days said, I am going to seek to understand before seeking to be understood with our spouses, with our kids, the next-door neighbors, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And just I think it could have a profound impact on our on the quality of our lives, on our experiences, and the impact on our work experience, everything that we can imagine. So that,
wow.
That's what I think it needs to happen. And so every pore in my, every bone, every tissue in my body, every cell in my body, I want to be committed to that. I want to be committed to impacting other people, like the hot coal principle. The old days when you had the hibachi grill, and you put the briquettes in there, and there's only one or two that are hot, and then you kind of bring the other ones that are cold, you bring them up next to the hot ones, and you hope they catch fire. And
yeah.
So I just think if we can get just some people that are hot coal,
mm-hmm.
briquette coals, and with this message, and little by little, you know, the whole purpose behind the collection. I hold things lightly. You know, that collection, the whole purpose of the collection is to help create an opening in the hearts for people to hear this message. And
wow.
My book, the books I write, you know, everything is all designed to help open up doors and hearts, minds to these kinds of things, to get out of small-mindedness, to kind of move. We can't deny the pain, but it's kind of like a ratchet wrench. You know, a lot of people view the click, 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 you know, the backwards movement.
Right, right.
Just as that, a backwards movement, backwards movement. But actually, when you think about the purpose of the ratchet wrench to loosen a bolt or tighten a bolt, when you do the click, 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 that's an important part of the whole purpose of the ratchet wrench. What's my point? The point is I think sometimes we just need to take a step back, take a look at our pain. Click, 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 and when it's uncomfortable, turn the music off, turn the external stimulation off, and just confront the pain. And we might have to do it in counseling. We might have to do it reading books. We might have to do it in prayer. In a lot of different ways we deal with the pain, but we all have to do that click, 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 and take the step back. But really, that step back is not a backward step. It's a forward step because now we're ready to confront the issues in our lives, to deal with people out of respect, mutual respect. It's not me trying to be black or someone else trying to be white. It's just saying, hey, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm not going to diss my own people. I'm not going to tear my own race down. I'm just going to be who I am. And I'm going to allow you to be who you are when you come into that 5-foot zone around me. And so that's what it's all about, I think.
Wow. Well, I think you put it eloquently, I have to say. Let's talk about just turning a little bit over towards the entrepreneurial part of things. And I love how you really, I have to say, I read a little bit closely about some of the items in terms of you helping corporations and helping folks in terms of diversity and all kinds of different things and customer service and just teaching and being there to help guide folks. I was just quite impressed with all of that, Dr. Freeman. So I want to kind of just talk for a moment, and maybe we need to start off by recognizing the impact of an Annie Malone, of C.J. Walker, and then kind of talk about entrepreneurship in just in general terms. And then I have something I want to mention to you, but why don't we start there? Why is it so important, and it seems like all these things are connected when I think about, you know, the Freeman Institute. It seems like all of these things that you do, there is a theme, there is a purpose for all of these different aspects that you tackle. You do a lot, and you say a lot, and there's a reason, I believe. But I'd like for you to talk to that a little bit. You know, about the entrepreneurship and Annie Malone and all of that. Why did you decide to include Annie Malone as part of your wonderful site and information?
Well, Kerry, you are right. There's no more than 2 degrees of separation between any two things that I'm involved
mm-hmm.
with. In fact, what I did is I think it's important for everyone to do this. But I figured every major corporation or organization, faith-based, nonprofit, for-profit, whatever, most every successful organization has a vision statement, mission statement, core values, code of conduct.
Right.
And I figure why not everybody else? Why not individuals develop that? And so what I've done is I developed my own vision statement, my own mission statement, my own core values. And I detail that in the book, the workbook called If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand. It's a book about entrepreneurship, about taking an idea to the marketplace. It's a book about discerning the difference between a viable business dream and a nightmare as quickly as possible. And it's also developed so that an organization could create an entrepreneur club so that people can learn how to deal with objections and learn how to deal with rejection. Because if people can deal with those two things, especially learning it young in life, they can be successful in whatever they do, objections and rejection. And so I think that when it comes to entrepreneurship, see, one of the things that I want to do is help community-based organizations and faith-based organizations establish galleries, black history galleries in a community. And I think that a gallery can become, in fact, if someone goes to blackhistorygallery.com, blackhistorygallery.com, they can learn more about this model. Because I think the Black History Gallery can become like a town well for a community, where people can learn about morals and values and just entrepreneurship and so many different aspects of what it means to return to glory. And so then what happens is that as a person learns about entrepreneurship, in fact, I think especially with, let's say, an organization wanting to mentor youth, you know, if you come at a young person with the whole idea of morals and values, they're going to be gone in a New York second. But if you come at them with the idea of how can we connect now with later, you know, where do you want to be down the road 5-10 years from now? And what are you doing now that will connect with 5-10 years from now? And, you know, if what you're doing now doesn't connect with 5-10 years from now, then we need to revisit what you're doing now. And we can do that in a very positive way and begin to understand that the future is a connection of the eternal now, you know, the moment, these moments that we connect together that become the future. And so I think it's important to bring a group of young people together, let's say, and say, let's have an entrepreneur club. And by the way, let's develop an entrepreneurial business together. And I developed a whole magazine project around that's going crazy around the country right now. And let's develop a project so that you can learn how to deal with objections and rejection. And then you can learn how to shake a hand firmly while you're looking squarely in someone's eyes. You can learn how to dress in a manner that's going to be one less speed bump for someone to go over to get to you as a person. We're going to learn how to just the way we communicate, what we say, how we say it, when we say it, time, tone, tact. We're going to look at all these different aspects. We look at your values, your morals, your character. But you see, all this stuff gets slipped in through the side door. And it's along the way, all this stuff becomes introduced because, you know, if you want to be successful, if you want to make more money, if you want to be a person that has a greater purpose in life and attracts people to you, your counsel is in demand, you have to start looking at these other areas. But if you lead with that foot, the other area foot, it's going to drive them away. But if you lead with the foot, you know, of success and entrepreneurship, because we're all either going to be an employer or an employee. And I prefer to train up employers, people with an entrepreneurial mindset that can end up hiring 100, 1,000, 10,000 people down the road.
Exactly.
And provide jobs for families. And that's the kind of mindset I like to prepare people for. And so that they're almost not content for anything else but that.
Exactly. Well, I love that. I really do. And that makes a lot of sense to me. Speaking of which, I see that you have the video there. I didn't get a chance to discover that before we began to chat today. But I'd like to talk a little bit about the Madam C.J. Walker items that you have, and I believe they're part of your collection, or tell us a little bit about that, and how did you, you know, we'll turn to the hair part of it.
Okay.
How did you get that, and talk a little bit about that, and I'm looking at your video, but I don't have the sound up, so, you know, walk me through a little bit of what all of that is about.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many here of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Correct.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks. I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. The first word is four letters. Poro, P as in Paul, O as in Ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in Ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street in New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first
Amazing.
People in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's what I'm getting.
Timing.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both and all the things that they
no
stand for.
They're both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head, and felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced. Let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became. She was a very. If you look at her building and everything that she did.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean. It was orderly. It was, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines, a wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage. That was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he
of course.
Grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's why the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All this time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So
G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the Internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and he never went back to it. But
right, amazing. So okay, well that explains a great deal for us on that because I was just curious. I'm really sad to understand that she had that kind of a ending. But you know what? I always like to remind folks, and it always seems to me that it's always those who are incredibly talented and creative, and they always attract a certain kind of the opposite, if you will. I don't know. It just seems very strange to me. But anyway,
Some people make personal choices and bad business choices, and other people make bad business
choices. It's the opposite, exactly.
Good personal choices.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Crazy.
Exactly. Well, listen, thank you so much. This is great. Folks, if you've just joined us, we have really been kind of getting a great education, a great understanding of so many historical elements and things that we kind of knew a little bit about or we kind of heard about, and some of us have read some things but not others. So we're so excited to have the gentleman behind the Freeman Institute. He is the founder, CEO, and president, Dr. Joel Freeman, and he's with us today. And this is just, I'm still kind of stuck on the 3,000, more than 3,000 pieces that you have in the Black History Collection. I can't wait to come and see that. So I'm very, very excited.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited
about it. Sure. So this is just wonderful. And we're going to tell the folks again, why don't you do that, Dr. Freeman? Tell the folks how they can reach you, how they can find out the items that they really need to focus on some of these. I mean, you have quite a bit of information.
Well, I think if people can go to blackhistorycollection.com, blackhistorycollection.com, and then at the very bottom of the page is all of my contact information. And so then I'd be very happy to talk with them if they want to order a book, a film version of the book, Return to Glory, the entrepreneurship book, anything at all, or just want to talk maybe about something in there that they have a collection or a few pieces and they're wondering about it. I'd be very happy to talk with people. And so that's probably the best way, blackhistorycollection.com.
Well, we're going to, of course, stay on top of all of this and bring you back, Dr. Freeman. We're going to keep, we've got you now. And there is a whole lot of this that we're going to delve into on a regular basis, because this is something that's so critical and important for us to have a greater understanding about. And I feel so honored and lucky right now. I feel so lucky that I've been able to come across your information. I'm just very grateful. Now, I have to say, you know, just before we close out, I had mentioned this at the top of the interview. I just love your, I love the quotes that you've assembled. I don't know who wrote them, but I just love them. One of them, one of the, you know, and these are just a couple of them that I just said, oh, wow, how great. Patience is not waiting. It's how you act while you're waiting. So that's one. I love that. And I think that says so much. And my other favorite that I seem to have just picked up again from looking at, you know, I started at freemaninstitute.com, and I saw this, and it's like age doesn't always bring wisdom. Sometimes age comes alone. So I just love that. That says it all. So I want to just say you are just extraordinary. So
you know what?
You
People
are.
Say
You're extraordinary.
I'm an expert in this or that. I'm not an expert. I'm just a student. And so I'll always be a student learning.
Wow.
You know, like someone once said that you can't learn with your mouth open. You know, you
right.
just it's just more of a situation. You know, you just really want to. I'm always someone that I want to just learn. You know, because generally speaking, you aren't learning much when your lips are moving. And so I just want to be a person who listens at least twice as much than I speak.
I
did a lot more speaking today
than I like
to do.
that's exactly what I was about to say. It's okay when your lips are speaking, when they're educating so many people, countless folks who need to hear what you have to say. So I am so grateful. Now, are you on social media? We need to find out. Are you on social media at all?
I'm on Facebook. I've got about 16 pages. In fact, there's a page called Black History Collection. It's the only one on Facebook. Got over 10,000 followers on that. And got some very, very cool stuff on that. And then, of course,
well, you're
my
about
name,
to have 10,001. Okay.
So it's Black History Collection right on the Facebook page. And then,
sure.
Of course, I have my own personal Facebook page, and I'd love to connect with anybody. And then I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter and who knows about me and all
okay.
that kind of stuff that's out there.
So we can find you. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to have you back, as I said, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, do you have any closing thoughts? You've been so kind to just share your perspective on all of this, and just someone who has done so much. Do you have any closing thoughts or words of inspiration or encouragement?
Well, I do. I think, speaking of the hair and beauty industry, you know, I just see how Asians have pretty much taken over, and I'm not mad at them. I think they just took advantage of a situation that was open and available. I've developed a 10-year plan on how African Americans can take back the hair care and beauty industry, starting from the top down and the bottom up. And I think Annie Malone figures very much into this. I would love to see this booklet get into every beauty parlor, every beauty salon, every barbershop in the country, and have people learn about Annie Malone. And then I'd like to see the most senior people in the hair care beauty industry from the old guard companies, the new guard companies, come together. In the first year, not even deal with business things, just be develop relationship, to take a look at the elephants in the room, to walk through all of that, to deal with that, and then have a united, just not a united front necessarily, even though that's important, but united, just be united and to really become good friends and understand how important this is. And then in the second year, start developing manufacturing and then distribution. And little by little, I think that there's a whole willing audience built around Annie Malone's story that could be wide open, because people will not buy black just for the sake of buying black. They want to buy something that is a good price, that's easily available, it is distributed well, is manufactured well, and you just check all the boxes off, and then someone will say, okay, now I'll buy whatever that product is. If it happens to be black, that's what I'm talking about, is to create a whole industry that can, because without the if the consumers are trained and understand what's going on, I think, and then there's a product and manufacturing and distribution all set up in place to deliver it, I think that within 10 years, the whole industry can turn around and it can become something that's well within the African-American community. But I think Annie Malone is the key for all of this.
Well, I just want to remind the folks, and the book that you're talking about, exactly the title and how we can get our hands on
that
book
again. Madam Walker's Role Model. It can be found on Amazon, eBay, but if someone goes to Poro College, P-O-R-O, Paul Ocean, Ralph Ocean, porocollege.com, they can see how to order it. And I think it's such an important piece of history. You know, Carrie, I reached out to the leaders in the hair care beauty industry, and only found two or three that even knew who Annie Malone was. And I said,
exactly.
That this is an important thing for people to learn about her, so then they can begin to reanimate her legacy.
Well, I'll tell you something. It starts today. Dr. Freeman, I want to thank you again for being our very special guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to have you back to kind of, continue this wonderful conversation. I think it was a great start, and you've helped to peel back just a little bit for us. And we've got some work to do. We've got some work to do. So we're going to have you back. Well, listen, I want to thank you again. And you, please remain on the line, Dr. Freeman. I'm going to close us out here, and we're going to chat. All right, folks, keep it right here. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Thanks so much, Dr. Freeman.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Always knew I would feel that magic flow. Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning, January 20th of 2023. It is live. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Today it's about 7:15 or so. So about quarter after 7 East Coast time. For those out in the Central Time Zone, it's 6:15 in the morning. Listen, we've got a lot to get into. I got a lot to talk to you about. So really, sit down and just get yourself together. We're going to be talking until 9 o'clock this morning. Lots of things to get into. First, I'm going to bring to the line my very, very special, my compadre here on the broadcast, my colleague, my co-star, all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only Queen of the Morning, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Happy
Good
mid-show.
Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Yes, Fan Day Friday.
Oh,
and
yes.
We're gonna talk
oh,
about
yes.
That.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, listen, we've
Love
got
our
a
fans.
Lot to get
yes.
into. Nicole
yes.
Marie, coming up in just a moment, I had an opportunity to chat with a wonderful lady out of Jersey, New Jersey for you guys out of the area or out of the country for that much, in the state of New Jersey, who is just doing amazing things. And
awesome.
She's been with us before and an advertiser here, and we just appreciate her so much. And so I had to get on Gail. I'm like, what is Gilbert doing? Gail Bruni is the wonderful guest will be joining us. You guys remember
awesome.
Her from Heal and Go. We ran an
oh,
ad
yeah.
back a little while ago on things, and so we just want to catch up with her. You know,
looking forward to that.
It's going to be nice, and it'll come up in just a couple minutes, and we're going to chat after that. And
great.
I got some things to tell you. Okay, so we're going to talk with Gail and just find out what she's been up to. So stay tuned. We've got some updates. We have talking about products and also
oh, yeah.
West Coast hair. Yeah, we. Oh, let me tell you something. West Coast hairstylist Keisha McAllister. She's going to be with us live, and so
great.
I'm going to be bugging Keisha because she's been learning and really coming on board. She's one of our educators. She's going to be instrumental
yeah.
in rolling out therapy with all of us as we continue on this journey. Together, so I'm going to tell Keisha, get yourself ready. You're going to be on live. I'm going to be right through the radio show this morning.
Get ready,
so,
get ready, get ready.
Yeah, get ready, get ready, get ready. And again, she's all the way from the northern part of California, so she's up early out there. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're just going to let things roll. So, like I said, we've got a
all
lot
right.
to get into. Michael Hopkins will be with us in a little bit. We're
going
to talk about some other things that have popped up. The King of Claims.
So much
and
going
it's Friday
on, Terry.
Morning.
Yes.
Well, we do have a lot. We always have a lot going on. We're going to talk about
yes,
Bob
we do.
Just an unending amount. So listen, stay with us, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here. And I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, You put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have a very, very special guest. Now, she's returning to our airways. It's been a minute, as the kids say. And I am so excited to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show the one and only Gail Bruni. Good morning, Gail. Thanks
Good
so
morning,
much for joining
Gail.
Me. Yes. Well, first of all, I am excited, and I want to, I mean, you are someone I have always revered when it comes to products, and, we, you know, that's a big part of what we talk about here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I remember Heal and Go, goodness. So I want to hear everything what you've been up to since we last chatted, and the fans of the show want to know. So we wanted to bring you back here today. So, again, welcome to the broadcast. It is fantastic to hear your voice again on our airwaves.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now, so tell us, what have you been up to?
So since my last broadcast, I think when I first came on, Hilango was just starting. We were just getting out in the market and getting customers to know who we are. Since then, I've attended like numerous, I can't even count, markets in New York, Secaucus, Hoboken, on the Jersey Shore. And we've gotten a lot of customers. We've had return customers. We've been in magazines. Sadi Says It All does a magazine, and we were in the October issue last year with our skincare. We also do skincare too, so we have hair care and skincare. So one of our items, which is the makeup remover, got featured in her magazine. This month, we're actually going to be, we're doing an ad in a Playbill. We're actually visiting schools. So actually last summer, I visited some schools in New Jersey, TCNJ, Rider University, and Rutgers. And then sometime in February, we're doing like a fair at TCNJ. So we're getting out there. We're spreading the word about our hair care. We're teaching hair care classes. I have a hair care class called the Maine Academy, Maine Growth Academy. And what we do is just teach people moving from chemically treated hair to natural hair, the process that they need to go through, how they start their regimen, how they take care of their hair, what products they should use, with the different hair textures, because not everybody knows what to do. I know when I became natural, it was a challenge for me. I did it because I wanted my daughter to be confident in who she was. But it was a challenge for me because at the time, in 2012, there wasn't so much available. I could go to Sally's and buy products, but that was all I had, right?
Exactly.
And that was the reason why Heal and Go came about. So I'm seeing that there's a lot of women who are in the same position I was 10 years ago, that still don't know what to do moving from chemically processed hair to natural hair. So that's really what Heal and Go is about, is empowering women to be themselves, their true selves, with their hair, I know when I became natural, I became very much more confident with who I was. So I feel that is the message that I want to bring out.
Well, listen, you're doing a fantastic job, and it's starting right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to help to really, really get the word out on your message and what you're doing at Heal and Go. Now, listen,
Thank
Gail,
you.
I've got to say, yes, and you're doing a great job, by the way. And this is where we not just talk about, folks who might be transitioning, but I love it because what you're saying, somebody out there is doing the same thing right now. And that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. So really good stuff. So, I want to go back a little bit. Now, I remember when you came to the show, I was so happy because it's all about supporting. And you're here on the Northeast like I am. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I think you're down in Jersey. And I just love it. I love it because there's a certain vibe from the East Coast stylists, as far as I'm concerned, and the East Coast hair product companies. And I just love it. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. Now, I want to also say this. I'm having an event for the hair industry. And I don't know if you saw this out there, because I do put it out there on social media. On Monday, March 6th of 2023, you're hearing it right here, and some of you for the first time, I will be live and in person with all my hair industry friends. It is a power networking event. In addition to hair talk and so much, we've got music, we've got fun, we've got educators in the industry, and I've opened up my Rolodex. You know, I'm old school. I opened up my Rolodex, and I mean, we are bringing it. This is not the event to miss. It's called the Hair Radio Show Live on Stage. That's the actual name, and the tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can pick them up there. Or go to our website at HAIRadio.com. You'll see the little promotion up in the corner. So please click on that. It'll take you to the page and all of that. Again, it's HAIRadio.com. Now, I hope that you can come out, Gail. You're not that far. It's right in downtown Manhattan. It's right.
And is it going to be in New York?
It's going to be in New York City. You know, we go big. And it's right in Manhattan. It's not up in Harlem. As normally, we do a lot of wonderful stuff. We shout out Harlem folks. I love you guys. But this event is down in what's called the East Village. So it's on Bond Street. And it's so easy to get to. You don't even need a car. You just literally take the train and jump right on off the train. The D goes there. I mean, it's so easy to get to. It's not even funny how quick and easy. And I love it. I absolutely love the theater. It's just wonderful folks, and I was on chatting with them yesterday. I just love them. So please, please, please go come out and support us. Again, it's Monday, March 6th. It's going to be from about 2:30 in the afternoon until probably about 6:30 or so. Lots of folks will be mixing it up. And I would love for you to be there and represent the Heal and Go brand.
Okay.
And I think that would be nice. I think you'll really appreciate it. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll talk and, spread the word on that. Now, I want to also talk about what I remember also, and back then when you did our show before, and it's been a while now, Gail, it's been a while, you came on and you were having a special for the summer. And that's all that I remember your commercial playing in my head on a special for the summer months. Do you remember that? You probably don't even remember.
I do, yes.
I just loved it. And I play your commercial. It's still embedded in our broadcast.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, because I appreciate the support. And like you said, you were just getting out there, and you didn't shy away from supporting us at Hair Radio. And you just, and it just means the world to us. So we are returning all of those favors and bringing back folks who helped us as we have crossed, we're working our way well to 1,000 episodes here.
Wow.
As of this,
amazing.
This broadcast. 1,000 episodes. So that's a lot. And each one is 3 hours.
We're the most prolific of hair and beauty talk radio in the history of broadcasting. So you're in great company, as you know.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to be here. Happy to be in that company.
Yes. Well, listen, I also want to talk a little bit more about what's next for you? What are you looking to climb, some big mountains that you want to kind of tell us a little bit about today?
Yes. So I'm launching a new product in February. Actually, our anniversary is February 15th. So I'm launching a beard oil.
Wow.
And that is new because
it's
going out of the women's sector into the men's area.
Yes.
So that is a little new. I have had some Instagram, big names in Instagram contact me because I put out a flyer for the launch date, and a few of them have contacted me to promote this item. So I'm very, very excited about this.
Well, I welcome you to the Beard Oil family of people out here. We have a lot of people on our show who do beard oils. I have a beard oil as well. And what I love is that I love and appreciate everybody who comes on. And so we 1,000% welcome you because I have barbers and stuff, and they have two or three brands sitting there.
Okay.
And I love it. And they come back, they order from me, they order from my colleagues, they order from my... So, Gail, have you decided on a name for the brand? Because we'd love to have you, you know, do a little commercial or something right here for you guys.
It's still going to be under the Heal and Go brand.
Okay, Heal and Go.
It's still going to stay under the Heal and Go brand, yes.
Look for
but
it.
But it's just going to be beard oil, yes.
Beard oil, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, listen, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so check it out, guys. And listen, the one thing, Gail, I don't know if you're already there, but please sign up. It is free to sign up to become a member.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the website now. As soon as we're done with the call, I'm going to sign up.
Oh, yeah, it's free. Listen to this. Gail is already at our Hair Radio online community, and you could become a member. It is totally free, and what happens is that folks can friend you. You can follow people. You can read the posts. You can write a post. You can become a writer for the site as well. And if you really want to do something big, you can launch your own Heal and Go group page where folks will be able to connect to you and see anything that you've got right there.
Okay.
And so
Super.
Yeah. So after we wrap today's interview, we'll talk a little bit about that, how we can get you more incorporated right away. Okay, so Gail, this is exciting. So, we'll continue. So now, what do you remember most? Because were you nervous when you came to? I never could tell. You were a pro.
I was very nervous.
No,
Gail. I was.
No,
I
definitely. Wow. Well, you are definitely a pro. And I have to say, this is exciting. So listen, if you guys out there, if you're just tuning in, we have been talking with one of my favorite folks out there. She is doing it up big time with products, as you heard, not just for hair, but skin also, the proprietor of Heal and Go. And she's got a whole lot of new stuff out there to listen out and look out for. And we're going to keep you connected to her right at the Hair Radio Online community at www.hairadio.com. I'm so excited. The one and only Gail Peroni. Gail, awesome stuff. Just awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, is there anybody, before we close out, anybody you want to shout out to today?
I want to shout out to my family who has been my rock, who has been my support throughout this whole journey. My journey started in 2020. I launched in 2021. And they've been there for me, so I want to shout out to them. I want to shout out to all my customers who continually come back and buy from me, those who give me good reviews, those who give me advice. I'd like to shout them out. You can visit our website at healandgo.com. I also want to mention, Carrie, that we do have a rewards program on our website.
Please.
So it's not only buying product. People can actually gain points towards getting free shipping and free product. If they join our community, they get a newsletter every month, and they can also get opportunities to win product and to be part of our testing. So whenever we launch a new product, we send samples out to our community and ask their advice on it. Do you like it? What do you not like about it? Do you like the smell? So they can be part of that. So just go onto our website and sign up to our VIP and be part of our community. So I want to shout out all those who have sampled our products, who have given us reviews, and who continue to be a support to us.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned your website, but please spell it for everybody, because sometimes that N and N and all that kind of stuff can get a little confusing. So give us that website nice and clearly right here on the show.
Okay. It's www.healngo.com. So that's Henry Egg Apple Line Nancy George Orange.
Okay. Now I'm hungry. Healngo.com. Okay. And again, you'll be able to also connect with our incredible, wonderful guest today, Gail Bruni, over at the Hair Radio Online community. And just reach out to us. We'll put you in touch with Gail as well. Listen, great job. Great job.
Thank you.
All right.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
They didn't know what you carried, and they treated you like you were common. And God wanted them to treat you that way because he wanted you to see who they were. Because nothing exposes character more than the way you treat people you don't think you need. If you knew what I carried and what God was doing, you'd latch on. But God said, I'm going to hide you in plain sight to show you who your real crew is and who the fake ones are.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods. And people know, black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Friday morning, January 20th of 2023. It's our show number 810 as we broadcast live from Brooklyn, New York, 40 in the morning, East Coast time, and the folks out in Central, 640. And we're not going to say about out on the West Coast. We're going to be talking with our resident hair expert, Keisha McAllister, in just a moment. Let me bring to the line Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, and so excited. Good morning again, Nicole Marie.
Good morning again, and happy mid-show.
Yes, happy mid-show to you. And also, Michael, let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins on the line. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, and good morning. Happy mid-show.
Happy mid-show.
Okay. Listen, guys, if today's your first time tuning in, you may not know all the players of the show. So let me just do a quick rundown. I'm Kerry Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as you know. And Nicole Marie is down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Michael Hopkins is in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Now, Michael also hosts the Vet Talk radio show, which airs right here on Tuesday in the same space at about 8:30 Eastern time. So do check him out. You guys just heard this, and Nicole Marie, Michael, I don't know if you guys heard or were listening, but Gail Bruni was on from Heal and Go.
Yeah, I was listening.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, hold it. Let me give you my quick Gail story this morning.
Okay.
So before we bring on the people, you know, but sometimes, you know, we have it here on the show where I can kind of chat in with people in our private virtual green room. So I go to the green room because I see Gail hanging out there in the green room. And yes, I'm talking about you, Gail Bruni, this morning. And I'm like, hi, everybody, you know, get ready. You're about to, you know, we're about to run your wonderful interview that you did. So I think I've scared poor Gail and him to death by coming to give you my voice. So, Gail, that was me. I was live with you guys. You know, that's how we do the show. We just want to make sure everybody's tuned in and having a great time. So we love it.
Right.
And one of the reasons I wanted to check in with Gail this morning live is because we're looking at doing some big, big things with Heal and Go. I'm so proud of everything that she's accomplished and that she's come on board. You know, when they were just kind of getting out there, as she said, and connected with us at Hair Radio, and we brought them on and we had a commercial running and all of that. I believe in the companies, the micro brands who are supporting other black businesses. You heard Maggie Anderson just talk about this. And when you have supported my business at Hair Radio, my therapy, my live events, what, and my books, you know, they've done it. You've done it just about everything that we have. When you supported us, you have a friend for life.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very loyal. So, and we're good friends without the air. If you're in the air.
Yep, we definitely are.
So true.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to say that. So we love
we
you.
We share
Gail
the
Bruni.
Love.
Keep doing what you're doing. Yes.
Oh,
keep doing
yeah.
what you're doing. Okay, now let me turn to our resident hairstylist. She's 3,000 miles away 3,000 miles out in Northern California. She's equidistant. We're going to have her to tell us exactly her location. We just want to catch up with Keisha McAllister live on the airwaves this morning. So let me see if she's standing by. Let me see. Well, I think that's Keisha out there. Yeah. Keisha, is that
good
you
morning,
all
Keisha.
The way out?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
California.
Hey. Good morning,
How
Hair
are
Radio
you?
Morning lo- Show.
We love your tagline. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
great.
Hey.
Yes.
Good morning,
good morning
Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Michael's up there, yes.
Yes, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, listen,
good.
I have to say
good.
This, Keisha McAllister. I don't know if you've been listening to the show this morning, but it has been just fantastic. We've had some great people on. Yes, and we were just talking about Heal and Go, and speaking of products, you and me, now we've been working hard at Hair Radio, and I wanted you to be on live today to talk about some of the challenges when you are developing a new product, and we're kind of getting and we're not just talking about one. We got a whole handful of products that we're kicking off. Yeah. So first, Keisha, before we get into that, let's just remind everybody. Now, what exact part? I could never get your equidistant cities and northern, the difference between northern and southern California and all that stuff. So tell everybody in your great, eloquent way where you are located and the name of your shop out there.
Okay. Well, I am in a town. Thank you so much, Carrie. Good morning. To
You're
all
welcome.
The fans listening, good morning. I am in a town called Fairfield, and it is equidistant between Sacramento and the San Francisco Bay Area. So basically, Fairfield is on the way to either. And it's a small little military town, but we're like a bedroom community. Like I said, we're on the way to either places. And my shop here in Fairfield is called Lavender Beauty, and I'm in a suite, and I do a lot of private work, and I also do a lot of work
at the
with
salon suite. Guys, because a lot of folks who are in the hair, you know, we have people all over the world who are tuned in right now, as always.
Yes.
But so they don't know, believe it or not, salon suites are huge out west and parts of California.
Yes.
They're huge in Texas. They're huge in the south here on the east. Southeast. Ironically, they're not as big in New York as I want them to be. They're not so big
and
in Jersey.
Right. That's hard to believe.
It boggles the mind. But the only thing I can think of, and I can't figure out why, because rent, you know, I lived in L.A. Let me just go ahead and put that out there, in Southern California.
Okay.
So rent was not exactly dirt cheap, okay? And
true,
on the coast,
true.
Whenever you guys live on the coast, commercial property rent is usually a little bit more, you know, it's higher than perhaps in some of the southern places. But places like, you know, and I remember a lot of the salon suite companies, you know, we go back here. We started the show in 1995 originally.
Okay.
And so that's when they were just launching the salon suite companies. You have companies that this is all they specialize in. And so they set up the salon suites and all that. So they were just getting off the ground, and they started out west. They didn't start on the northeast, but by the time the folks out here got wind of it, it just has never caught on, and I don't know why it doesn't catch on. I've talked with several stylists who have tried and wanted to get a salon suite going and start a salon suite type chain here. It just hasn't – the chains are not even up here, and they gave up on us, and they're like, oh, well. Forget them, you know. So it just hasn't taken off. And so I love when we get a chance to chat with Keisha out in California from Lavender Beauty. And the reason I love it is because you remind us that this is a great, viable way for hairstylists to get what they're doing out there. And not without the super overhead. There are always expenses associated. No matter what kind of business. I don't care if you're sharpening pencils, you're going to have some expenses. So that's always there.
How about that?
Right? But this is a great way
yes.
to do that. So that's why I wanted to put that on out there. And you're out in Northern California, not all that far from Sam, our friends, over at BOPSA.org.
Right, right.
The Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys
Black
know Sam. And, yeah, so we're going to chat a little bit more about Sam in the next hour. He's going to, we're going to talk about him. He's not here with us today, but in spirit, and hopefully he's tuned in, because we have a big announcement about BOPSA in the next hour that we'll be talking about. We've been
good
busy. Good stuff this morning. So, Keisha, you know, just to go back a little bit, we talked about the products. We've been kind of focusing on products this morning, as you kind of probably heard a little bit. What can we say? Because you and me, let me just tell you guys how proud I am of Miss McAllister. First, yesterday, and to go back a little bit, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, you guys are with me every show. Yesterday, on Thursday, remember, we're live. This is live radio. So in case you think this is a tape, it ain't. Okay. Nicole Marie and I, at 6 o'clock in the morning, the show starts as normal. Yesterday, Thursday, the 19th of January of 2023, at 6 o'clock, I'm going on to start the show. I have to go to their platform over at Blog Talk, and I'm just hitting the buttons and just trying to get things rolling about the third audio file that I hid, which is our theme song that you guys know every day. The computer started to act funny, and, you know, we broadcast them live through the internet. Through the world, literally. And folks get to listen to it. Now, you don't have to listen on a computer. You can listen on your cell phone. You can listen on your tablet. You can listen, you know, take us in the car. Some folks have talked about
everywhere.
Us in the shower.
Yeah.
We've heard
so
everywhere.
Uh-oh.
And, right? Well, listen, we could not get the thing going. And I get frustrated kind of a little bit fast on stuff. I tried it. You guys who are not technical folks, I cleaned out my cookies. I cleaned out. I changed browsers. I changed. I have dedicated.
Nothing was
internet.
Working. You changed spark plugs and nothing happened.
Exactly. And I have my own internet. You know, we have dedicated everything here because we bring you guys the best. I have all the latest technology stuff. I pay a fortune to do the show for you guys every day, every month. And so I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I said, I hope they don't think I overslept. And, you know, the show, you know, the poor fans. I hate to leave the fans in a lurch.
Right. One of those technical days.
One of them days, and I wished I had available, what's that song? We do have it. I'll get it cued for you from Monica and one of those days. I think she had a hit years ago. So listen, anyway, back to this. So I'm thinking I was just crazy yesterday. Keisha and I had a chance. Well, that was the bad part. The bad part was that we had a technical issue. And nothing worked. And I went in and tried to fix it again last night. Nothing worked. So I didn't think we were going to be able to broadcast today. So when I got up and I saw a special message from the folks over at Blog Talk, which they said they acknowledged the issue and that was their fault. I even sent a message to Michael and Nicole. And you guys saw the message this morning?
Pretty much. Oh, yes. Response time. Wow.
They responded, and Michael, what did they say? Do you remember?
Pretty much they acknowledged the fact that they had the problem, was not us, and they fixed the problem as quickly as they could.
That's great.
Yes. Is that not nice, Nicole? And they
thanked
me.
Yeah, it was nice, too, and they responded, Kay, which was beautiful.
It was. And so we are back running, everybody, and we are going strongly, I should say. Now, Keisha McAllister, what do you say about all that?
That is a very, very big problem to have, especially when you want to be able to control it for the fans. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Exactly.
So
Now,
thank you all. Thank all the fans for their patience. Yes.
Exactly. Thank you. That's a good point. And I echo that all of us do. Now,
yes,
Keisha, but the good news on that, even though it was a little challenging yesterday with the technical things, what came out of that was something wonderful. We had a chance to really focus and get our, you know, work on our therapy and work on our education type things. So it was just fantastic. So I want to talk a little bit about our productos, our products this morning. First, a lot of folks are just kind of getting the understanding of what Carapy is all about, and I'm so proud of the Carapy brand. But let's start at the beginning. Carapy and Michael and Nicole Marie, they know this well because they each have their own distribution company that falls under the Carapy brand. So,
so
excited. We're gonna, I'm going to talk to you guys about that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to kind of reintroduce to the folks who, you know, again, today's their first time tuning in, have no clue what Carapy is. Carapy really was named after, I'm raising my hand, yours truly. we have the K-E-R-R from my first name, Kerry, and A-P-Y as in hair therapy. And we kind of bring that together to form the name Carapy. And it has been a name that has caught on. It has caught on. Everybody, Carapy, oh, yes, I know Carapy. Carapy, Carapy, Carapy. You would think that it's been around for you know, decades. But we have been around the last several years. So folks need to know that Carapy was not just brought on. Like, I didn't just wake up this morning and say, okay, here's the Carapy. It's been out there for several years. In recent times, we have decided to expand from just being a hair growth system to a four-prong approach to introduce many different systems under the Carapy brand. So, yes, we started, and it's been a big focus, as you know, Keisha, with the hair growth system, which focuses on caffeine-infused products, to our wonderful Moisture brand, and you know that. So really, really, which is a big part of what we're doing. And then, of course, we are so excited not just to have our men's grooming line, but also to introduce a body, body and skin. So it's not hair radio. It's just our product side is just growing exponentially. So I'm very proud of Carapy. Keisha, what do you want to say about this morning?
Well, this morning, I'm so glad we did get a chance to work on it. And I'm excited, so excited about Signature Line. But the grooming system for men and their beards, it's going to be wonderful. You know, I know people are already enjoying the beard oil, but I know men are really, really going to enjoy that line. And then you have, but you just spoke about the moisture that already has infused the leave-in, I believe. There is a leave-in that everyone is already gushing about. You were speaking about that. So a lot of the fans and a lot of salon owners who are purchasing are already gushing about the moisture system that is expanding as we speak this morning. And then the body therapeutics. Now, I know you were talking about the body therapeutics. There's a shea butter that is being introduced. And I'm so excited. I know, you know, being on the East Coast or even being on the West Coast, being of color, you know, we need a little help here and there with the conditioning and moisturizing of our skin. So just to have something that both male and females can use with confidence and, you know, to shine up our beautiful skin every single day. And it's not just for the skin, but it's also for hair and for nails. So it's a full body emollient that I know that the fans and your distributors are going to love all year long, all year long, but especially, especially coming on board for the springtime. So I know your fans and your distributors are just going to love the expansion of Carapy, your signature line, and the the other three, that the moisture and the body therapeutics and the grooming system, they're absolutely going to love what's coming on board. So thank you for letting me just introduce these two you're introducing this morning. Thank you.
Listen, you are doing just fabulously, and we appreciate it. Keisha, you're not going. We're going to keep you on the sidelines and joining in, popping in with us today. So you'll be doing pop-up radio today.
Pop-up radio.
We appreciate you.
Right,
you did a bang-up job. Thank you. Good stuff.
All right.
So more, yes, a lot more in therapy coming up. So, Keisha, don't go anywhere, because when we come back from the music break, I'm checking in, back in with Michael Hopkins. Nicole Marie, you guys get ready, because we're going to be talking about their distributors, distributorships, right here on our show. So it's all about product, hair, business, and beauty, all that good stuff today. And then we have some announcements of what to expect. We've got special guests coming up next week that we're going to talk about as well. So we got a lot more to go this morning. So let's get a little bit of a break, and let's get everything all together. We're going to get back together. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Keisha McAllister, stand by. We've got a lot more to go this morning. Time for a little bit of music. I want to kind of shake it up a little bit this morning. Stay with us. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers. We fly higher than weather. And G5s are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay. Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart. And we'll never be worlds apart. Still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took a note from
or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that CheerWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at CheerWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. CheerWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, January 20th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's great to have you guys with us on this Fan Day Friday. So really some good stuff. I'm very excited to have you guys with us. I want to get everybody back on. We're talking with my wonderful co-star, Nicole Marie, out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We've got Michael Hopkins out of a beautiful Spotsylvania, VA. And with us all the way from the West Coast, we have Silas Keisha McAllister. So good morning again, everybody. Yeah,
good
time
morning.
To wake up.
Yep,
okay. I think we have Cheryl Lynn playing in the background. Wake up, everybody. So listen, love myself and Cheryl Lynn. You guys know
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Right? Classic old school. Now listen. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about therapy and some of the products. I think the whole show has been about hair and products and all that today, which
yeah.
is great for us. We're back on track. We went through the little storm clouds with the tech
oh,
yesterday,
yeah.
but we
oh,
are back
yeah.
on track.
Quite true.
Forward. So we are excited. Keisha, here's the thing with therapy that I'm so proud of, and I'm so grateful to have you on. Helping to educate everybody literally around the world, is that we want our incredible partners, the distributors, and if you don't know what a distributor is, let's kind of describe that for folks. Like, say, where you guys are, you can sign up if you have a shop and represent a brand at your shop, which is what a lot of hairstylists do.
Correct.
If you're looking to... let me see the best way I can describe. A distributor usually works for a product company, and their job
Correct.
Really is to get out and communicate the benefits of a hair brand. So at the shops, you know, everybody, all the salons I've been to, everybody I've been dealing with for, I'm not going to say how many years, but many years, everybody has their own way. Well, it's been a minute or two. They have their own way. Some people like a lot of products at their shop. Other folks like, you know, just one or two or have a signature line or whatever. And so when we put Carapy out there, we wanted to continue that. To me, the distributors are the backbone of the hair industry. And a lot of these folks are unsung. And I want to shout the distributors out today. I remember when I started the Hair Radio Show back in Jersey, New Jersey, in 95, I remember meeting with some distributors here in a part of New Jersey. Oh, what was the name of that called? It'll come to me. Patterson, New Jersey. And and I spoke at their time and talked. They would have their regular meetings, which is what you do as distributors. You have meetings about the product. You have meetings about, going out and literally canvassing. You're using your feet pretty much, going door to door. And Madam C.J. Walker style, guys. And it was really not easy. It's a challenge. And so we're going to be talking about that, and that you guys have signed up for your own distributorships. Now, this is a great way. If you don't have a job, there's no excuse. You can become a distributor. Most folks, you can sign up to be a distributor. And now some cost money. This is true. It does cost money from here and there, but it's an investment in your future. And what
Exactly.
happens is that you can have your own business. And it is a great way for you to enter into our world or the world of whatever it is. And you can, they've got many different types of distributorships out there. Many, 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 many. Too many to talk about.
Very true.
Ours, of course, right? Our focus is on the hair and beauty industry and with Caribbean. And so we're super excited to talk about that. And with that in line, here comes Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Nicole Marie, when this came about, you immediately decided to jump on board. Can you tell us why?
Well, Carrie, I knew that this was definitely something that I had to be a part of. It wasn't even a thought. It was something that I jumped in on right away, like you said, and just learned everything that I could because I was ready to go, ready to
exactly.
go. It is just a wonderful opportunity to just be able to share the wonderful Caribbean hair therapy, you know, the products.
Yes.
And it's just an amazing opportunity to just be able
yes,
to help people.
Exactly. Now we have also for you guys out there who before we move from there, Nicole Marie, what's the name of your distributorship? Because each distributor runs their own business literally here. And we love it because you get to partner with you, you get to partner with us. Tell us
exactly.
what's the name of your distributorship company.
The name of my distributorship company is Royalty Distribution.
Ooh, so rich sounding.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right? And I love it because what happens is they have their own phone number and everything. So they're literally set up. And we support you guys at Royalty Distribution right here at Hair Radio. So
thank
you'll hear
you.
The commercials and things playing
yes.
that supports our distributors. And
yes.
so much
so
more.
Much.
We put you to work here. Yes, you got it. So thank you, Nicole Marie. Outstanding. And you, and also for you guys just joining us, Nicole Marie just celebrated her 100th broadcast this past Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
100. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Keep
what
it
amazing. Oh, yes.
So good stuff. Okay, and we'll be checking in with you just one moment, Nicole. I'm going to turn to Michael Hopkins. He's the host of VPR, which stands for Vet Talk Radio, and he's helping the veterans. That's what it means with their claims process. Michael, this week, you came on in a very strong way with top terms that every veteran should know. And Keisha, you mentioned you hit me in the head, like what you said, you mentioned about being in a military town. I didn't realize that, but that's a big military location where you are. So this is,
really
you know,
is.
A good part
yeah.
of the conversation this morning. And you talk about out in California. Okay, so Michael. Here's the thing with this. You were on talking about top terms that every veteran should know on Tuesday. What were your thoughts? Because this was your big show. I think it was show number 14. So what can you tell us about the experience this weekend? Have you heard any feedback?
Oh, as usual, Carrie, most definitely. I got something from my number one fan out there, Mr. Larry
well,
Hilton.
Well, that would be me.
Oh, okay. Sound like a plan
so, you mean
so
number
far.
Two fan.
Number
you mean
two
number
fan.
Two fan.
Right. Right. And he spoke volumes about what we're doing with those terms.
Oh, I want to
because,
hear you tell us. Share.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right. Because Larry Hilton knows he is a disabled, he's 100% disabled, just like myself. And he knows from filing for compensation that the terms that we've been doing in this 8-part series are so very important. A lot of the veterans don't know what a lot of these terms mean. And a lot of these terms can be the difference between getting to 100% to not getting to 100% because you have to understand the language. It's just like when we were in the military. It didn't matter what branch you're in. There's always a language of the military that you as the individual must understand. And That's wow. all we're doing here. We're just giving the language of filing for compensation.
Well, you're doing a great job with that. Now, Michael, I've got to say, you mentioned and you touched on it. It's important for folks to know. This past Tuesday, Michael started with the 8-part series, as he just mentioned, and this was the first episode. So listen, if you missed this, do not worry. We've got you covered. We're going to put all of Michael's episodes on this incredible downloadable type of over at the Hair Radio Online community, of course. So you will put all this over there so you guys can just go to HAIRadio.com and replay it. You'll see the blue button, which has all the posts, and then you go to that, and you see all the group pages listed. Michael Hopkins is right near the top with the Vet Talk Radio Show, and you can read all his posts. So good stuff. Michael, before we let you go, Keisha, myself, Nicole Marie, we're just talking about being a distributor. Am I right, Keisha, on the the Carapy brand, Carapy products?
Yes.
Right?
The
distributorship, exactly. And I want to work you back into that conversation as well, Keisha. Michael, what can you tell us about your distributorship? Nicole Marie walked us through hers. What can you tell us about yours?
Well, my distributorship is called VTR Distributors. And like Nicole, I just felt as though I had to jump on this. And what I was motivated by, several things, Karen, several things. You know, one of which are the products. They're healthy, all natural products. The veteran, and this is the part that I really love, that a veteran can set up their own business. And it falls right in line with the things that we're doing with VTR. It falls right in line with that, Carrie. With VTR, what we developed is what would I call it? I would call it the four pillars.
Like pillars, right? Yeah.
Yeah, there are four pillars. And with my four pillars, or our four pillars, one of them is called health. Mm. And what that does is, the health is the most important thing that we have, be it healthy hair or healthy body and a healthy mind. And on
that's
each
right.
side, that's what we're
Thank
doing.
You, Mike.
Very important
this morning. Okay.
And education is another one.
Yes.
We're educating people in the claims process, and also we're educating people with information about getting a distributorship, understanding the hair, the beauty aspect of you, the individual. We're also going to have accountability. Accountability can work both ways. We're accountable for filing for compensation, for learning, and helping our families. Also, accountability building a business. We're held, it's both standards. Last but not least is the legacy. I realized that this is a way for a veteran to build generational wealth for their families. I realized that when we started talking about Carapy and the wonderful products of Carapy. And I said, wow. I thought about it, and I said, this is a go. And you and I, we sat, and there's an acronym that fits both sides of what we're doing under these four pillars. It fits the Vet Talk.
What is that acronym?
And the four... It fits under HEAL. That's H-E-A-L.
Oh, that's the word.
HEAL. And that's
Hold
health.
It. Is that, oh, yeah. What What? Yeah, tell us what those, what that acronym, right. What
HEAL
it represents,
stands
that
for. That's H-E-A-L, HEAL, and it stands for health, education, accountability, and legacy.
Wow.
And, you know, Kara, it's just so beautiful. It is just so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I just fell in love with it. And,
well,
and
listen, what folks, first of all, thank you, Michael. But what folks may not realize with the correlation of Vet Talk Radio and Hair Radio, and this is something that you uncovered, and this is that veterans were having hair issues. Can you believe that? Can you believe that, Keisha McAllister, our West Coast stylist? They, veterans have hair issues. Their families have hair issues and challenges as well.
Oh, definitely.
And
definitely.
Right? And this is something that we did not bank on. I don't think you thought about this, Michael, except for the fact that you wanted to help them and you wanted to figure out a way to do so. And introducing the Carapy distributorship that you created, to help the veterans. And can you talk a little bit about that part? Because it ties in to your claims work that you already do at
right.
Vet Talk Radio.
Most
tell
definitely.
Us that, break that down for us, Hopkins.
Most definitely. Doing some research, and we have always talked about alopecia here on the show. We've always talked
and
about
alopecia,
it.
And Keisha, you know what alopecia is. Michael knows what alopecia is, but there are a lot of fans. Today is their first time tuning in. Now, if you heard of Will Smith, you probably also heard of Will alopecia.
Right.
I forgot that.
Oh,
word.
Very much
but,
so.
right. But alopecia is the medical term for hair loss. And so, yes, we've been talking about alopecia on this show for 20-something years. But so that's a big part of what we talk about. Go ahead, Michael. We were talking about alopecia and what happened.
Wow. Yeah. And in the process of us talking, you and I talking about alopecia, I looked in the Federal Code of Regulations under hair loss, and boom, what did I find? And Carrie, the beautiful thing about it, you verified it. That there were two types of alopecia that veterans suffered from.
Right.
And it
well,
was just amazing. And it was like, boom, bam. There's a scarring type alopecia that they could actually get
right.
rated for. And there's another type of alopecia where...
That affects the body.
Yeah, it affects their whole body.
Alopecia.
Right.
Areata. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And I did not know.
No, and this is something that you really need to communicate to everybody, and that is, again, that Michael helps the military folks to put in for these claims, and I think that you were totally unaware of that tie right in to helping to their what their compensation
yes, helping,
is.
Yes, yes. You're absolutely right, Carrie. I mean, it just... It fell right into place. And, you know, I just was like, wow, this falls in place. So it's a beautiful thing.
It is a very, very nice thing to hear, Michael and Nicole Marie. We're so excited, along with Keisha McAllister from California. You know, so this is something that's really good. And, Michael, you continue to do the work to help with the claim. Nicole Marie was your royalty distribution, and Michael with your VPR distributors, and Keisha's incredible help out in the West Coast, being our educator, Ms. Keisha McAllister. So, Keisha, this has been really good. You've heard a lot. You got an earful this morning on the distributor talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
With
Yes, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I think
I stepped in.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to encourage the listeners, if they have an opportunity, and just like Michael Hopkins was saying, and Nicole Marie, to take a chance at distributorship. And I can say that as a salon, an owner and a stylist, the distributor is so important to the salon.
Right.
Because they have
they have products that we're not able to get in the store. And sometimes we're not able to even get at a commercial supply store that is only for licensed care or, you know, beauty workers. And to be able to get in touch with our distributor to get our brands or our tools and our instruments and our products in the salon on time so we can have the stuff that we love to use on hand is so important. And I know I've seen my distributor make very, very good money off the salon, you know, and off the stylist and off the salon workers. And it's just a great opportunity to make a good income for people who are looking to make something else.
Exactly. And you're helping folks.
You're helping
folks in need who may not know where to turn.
Exactly.
You know,
providing them with that education.
Exactly. And we take it seriously here. We really do.
Yeah.
We take it very, very seriously. I think we created Carapy College here that, and we're going to roll out aspects of that for the general public as well. So you guys out there, fans of the show, the enthusiasts, you know, if you did not go to cosmetology school or if you're not a natural hairstylist or whatever and you're not in that part, but you love the hair business, this is going to be great for you. It's not going to cost you a dime, and it'll introduce you to certain aspects of hair loss and what we're doing at Carapy to, you know, in an effort to get you to you know, a little bit more thinking about healthy hair. The one thing I say, I don't care what part of the hair industry you're in, whether you are a natural hairstylist, whether you are a cosmetologist, whether, you know, you're a trichologist or a hair practitioner and so many other of these things out there that that we have, we should all have one thing in common, healthy hair. We should all be able to meet there, no matter what kind of styling, and you know, what kind of this and that, and where the conversations. And on this show, we welcome everybody to the conversation. We welcome everybody.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, exactly. And we're coming out. Now, right now, I also want to mention that we have just released. Now, of course, as Keisha mentioned, Keisha and I mentioned at the top of this, that we have our traditional signature Carapy hair growth system, which are those white bottles of the Carapy regenerating conditioner and our amazing shampoo, all natural shampoo. So that is out there at Carapy.com. And it is a hair growth system. That's one of those systems that we talked about earlier. The newest product that falls under our moisture system. And Keisha, I don't know if you remember this product. It's Moisture 101. And this is a leave-in conditioner. And boy, oh boy, I've got to tell you, thank you, first of all, to everybody for being so supportive of this. Folks have been waiting for a Carapy leave-in conditioner for quite a while.
Right.
Well, it is arrived.
It's here.
It's arrived.
It is here.
It's here. And here's the thing about this, and Keisha, you know this as a professional, and I love this because you can still, for those of you who have our signature number four, our signature Carapy hair growth brand of conditioner, you can, of course, wash your hair as normal and rinse out like you do a traditional, you know, conditioner, no problem. Once your hair come out the shower and it's damp, you can then go ahead and apply our leave-in conditioner. You could literally use both. And I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So we will put all of
Wonderful.
This out there on the Carapy.com website and continue. And then, so I'm really excited about it. Plus we have, I don't know, we got quite a bit of new products coming out. We're going to be hitting you right and left. Am I right, Keisha? What do you want to say about this?
It's going to be, well, I just want to say, everyone get ready. We're coming out of the winter, going into spring. So that moisture leave-in conditioner is going to be absolutely awesome for everyone, whether you're natural or you are in a chemically enhanced state. Will, your hair will absolutely love the moisture leave-in product.
Yeah.
So just get ready. Yeah. Therapy is just bringing so many awesome products to the fans and to the distributors and to, like you said, just regular folks who just want regular hair. Good hair, good and healthy hair.
Good hair, yeah.
So healthy, get ready.
Hair, number one. Awesome, yes, Keisha. Healthy. Great word. Keisha McAllister from out in California, a West Coast hairstylist, our educator for Caribbean and so much more. We're going to be checking in with you. Now, next week, Keisha, you'll be back.
Yeah.
You will be back. We're also creating for Keisha on-demand segments, so you guys will be able to go on and learn a lot about the different aspects of hair care. So we're working on all of that. Some things will be available over on the Hair Radio online community where you need to be a member. Go to hrmember.com, sign up. You could do that today, anytime. And then some of the things are going to be there. Some will be in a database on our website, maybe elsewhere. We may also release a separate site. So we're going to have a lot of things that you'll be able to tune in. And then also we may make this as part of our VIP subscription that is available. You can sign up for a VIP subscription. So that's at hairadio.com. And don't forget, Caribbee is over at caribbee.com, two separate sites. And real excited about all of that. So great job, great job. Listen, I want to take a little bit of a commercial break, a little bit of a music break. When we come back, well, folks have been wanting to know about this. So you guys can all stay on. What we're going to do is talk about this upcoming date, Monday, March 6, 2023. That's all I'm going to say.
Awesome.
We're going to our music, our little break. We'll be right back,
very
everybody.
Awesome.
So get ready, folks. Get ready.
Boy, if you ever left my side, it'd be like taking the sun from
your light, oh, you're everything to me.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
To Hair Radio. All right. It is Friday morning, January 20th, 2023. As we have been just moving along, let me bring back to the line Keisha McAllister, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, my morning team right here live on the Hit Radio Morning Show. It's Fan Day Friday. I'm super excited. January 20th again, our show number 810, show number 810. Lots of shows, guys. Lots of shows.
Oh, yes.
Oh, quite
okay,
true.
Okay, so we're back live, everybody.
On our way to 1,000.
We're on our show, marching to 1,000. And that's what I'm super excited
hard.
About. Yes. I wanted to, Keisha brought this to my attention during a commercial break. I mentioned our four systems out there for keratin. And let me just make it clear. Yes, hair growth is one of those systems. So we have our original lines, our original products like our Carapy shampoo and our Carapy conditioner, a traditional conditioner that you rinse out after you use it. Then we have a moisture, which is another system under the Carapy brand. And moisture, we created moisture 100, not moisture 101. I think with all the Carapy College talk, I was thinking about 101. So thank you, Keisha, for that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
No problem.
It's Moisture 100 is the brand that we have launched under the Carapy. It's the first time that we have literally created another brand under the Carapy banner. So Moisture 100 is that brand. And, Michael, why do you think we call it Moisture 100? Just take a little stab at that.
Wow, why do we call it 100? Because
yeah.
It's keeping it real.
Exactly.
That's
it's 100. Exactly. Right, Nicole Marie, it's 100%.
100%.
Reminds me that, yes, there used to be a club song way back when called 100% Pure Love from Crystal Waters. And
uh-oh.
I love that song, and it reminded me, yes. Crystal, I guess I might have to owe you some money on that because you have inspired 100.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
Yeah, maybe I'll sit down. We'll close out the show today.
Back in
with
the
that.
Day.
That's a real old song. That's a real old song.
Back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, that's right. Way, way back. Yes, indeed. But I'm a big fan of her. She's still out there. We love Crystal Waters. So listen, good stuff. We promised after the break, it's Friday, folks. You know, we're just closing out the week. We're going to talk about the upcoming event. I gave the date Monday, March 6, 2023, and why that's so important. But before we get there on the live event talk coming up, why don't we talk about this week on the Hair Radio Morning Show? Give us it's been a week. It has been a true week on
yes,
the front.
Yes, it has.
Oh,
so
true.
I'm hear all
it's been
about
a great
it.
Week.
Tell
oh,
us
yeah.
why, Nicole Marie.
Wow. Well, one of the highlights for me this week, I mean, I enjoyed every single show. It was just fabulous. One highlight for me was, I have to say, my 100th show. That was definitely the highlight of this week for me. Yeah.
Well, that would make it to your top the top of your
list. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was
why.
A great day. Well, it's definitely a milestone, Carrie. You think 100 shows? That's a lot
yeah.
of shows. When we're on for 3 hours a day, and you think 100
yeah.
shows. You think about all of the guests and all the time that we put in and effort we put into the shows, and it's just amazing. And just all of this time.
That's true, but that would cover about over 300 guests have come through the
doors
just since the time you came on board.
Exactly. It's just amazing. And just all of the love and support from the fans and, you know, just all of our listeners that tune in every day. Just so thankful for just all of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing time.
Well, we so appreciate you here on the show, Nicole Marie. And, guys, we're going to have some big announcements. Yeah, Nicole Marie, you're going to be doing some big stuff out here on the show. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in upcoming weeks. Michael Hopkins, what about yourself, Michael? Was there anything that jumped out at you this week?
Oh, yes, Carrie. The main thing that happened, the show must go on. That's what stuck out in my mind.
Oh, yes.
You know, the show, you know, we just kept it moving. We may be down,
but we ain't out.
We're
not going to focus on that part. But did you have anything that inspired you on what you heard about the show?
Yes, most definitely.
Weren't you inspired by the Vet Talk segment?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm always inspired by that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I really loved doing starting that 8-part series. I really loved
that.
That's
what I thought. And I think that that's something that, you know, you had an opportunity to really focus on this week to help. And what this does, let me just also further break it down for everybody. Again, the Claims Talk, what Michael does each Tuesday, it helps the veterans to add to their monthly compensation. So his show has really picked up a lot of steam. So he puts a lot of faith and effort in this work and his passion.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
To help other veterans. So I salute you, Michael. We salute you here at the show. Great job. Okay?
Sound like a plan.
And real good stuff. And as far as Ms. Keisha, we are so happy to have you back live today. But let's say Keisha was with us. I think you did some recordings and stuff. We put some of those on this week. So you weren't far, even though you're 3,000 miles away, Ms. Keisha McAllister. Great job this week on the broadcast.
Awesome.
And behind the scenes. Okay. So we are just always shouting out to Ms. Keisha and everybody else. We thank her and thank all of you. So listen, we've got a lot more to go. If you guys are tuned in and you have something that you want to say on the air, just hit the one. We'll get you on live this week. It's been an incredible broadcast, and this has been really cool. Now, I want to talk about the event. About the event. I'm so honored to do so. We're going to be live at a theater. It's a stage show, and I've done stage shows before. We usually have them at our Hair Nation Expo events and things like that. Well, this particular stage show is going to be on Monday, March 6th of 2023, and it's going to be in a beautiful area in Manhattan, which is one of the boroughs of New York City. I live and work, our studio is in a different borough called Brooklyn, but our live hair event is going to be over, and each of our boroughs, we're all separated by water, so that's what kind of makes it all unique. So over in in Manhattan, where we're having this event, on that Monday, I'm so excited, the Monday afternoon, and it's just going to be a great time. It really is. The whole purpose is for us to do a version of the Hair Radio Show on stage, live. And I am so excited. When I tell you, I'll be there, Michael Hopkins will be there, Nicole Marie, what are you looking for? And Keisha, we're trying to get you out from California out here. We'll talk a little bit about that. But, Nicole Marie, what can you say about this event?
You do not want to miss it. Definitely do not want to miss it. I'm just so excited just about being live and in person and actually being able to interact with all of the guests just being there. You know, we've had this time where with the pandemic and everything, we've been kind of shut in. But now things are opening up a bit. We still have to be cautious, but things are opening up a bit, and we can actually come out and meet and greet and talk to people and educate people. And I'm just very excited about that and definitely look forward to it.
Yes, me too. And Michael, what about yourself? Are you looking forward to this incredible live event on Monday, March 6th?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And like Nicole is saying, it's just these last few years has been just such a traumatic. You know, it not only just regular, you know, people, even to us as veterans, has been traumatic because some of us, you know, we take some of this stuff to the next level, unfortunately. But the good thing is, this show is going to be fantastic, Carrie. It really is, Nicole.
Well, right. Well, our live hair event is that's the focus for us, is the live event that's coming up in March. And you guys can find out a lot more about it at HAIRadio.com. There's a big old graphic up in the right corner. You click on it, and it'll take you to more details. But, yeah, I'm excited about it. I have no problem with it. I think it's going to be great. I'll be on stage there. Some of the folks will be joining us. My big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, you guys know him. He's an economist.
Yeah.
But more than that, yeah, he keeps us informed. He's a very, very, he has two PhDs out there, and he runs his own business. He's going to tell us about more about that and what's the latest. And it's our first time getting a chance to really work together, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he's been at my other show recently in the past. But I think this is the first time,
most definitely,
that we're going to work together.
That's going to be great, Carrie.
You guys know. He's been on our show many times, on the radio show. So he'll be at our live hair show. Eugene Davis from Chicago. Let me get that right.
All right.
Eugene Davis. Hair man. He does a lot of product reviews and all of that. He'll be with us. He's flying in from Chicago. Siobhan DeSeer, who runs her own shop out in New Jersey, will be with us.
Right.
Gail Broome, you guys just heard from her this morning. Gail, who runs Heal and Go, will be joining us. Jay Ellis also she's been on our show in the past, and she'll be joining us. I chat with Jay. A lot of these folks I talk to all the time, and you would never realize that, right? No,
so true.
I chat with them all the time. I stay in touch with everybody. She's going to be here. She's flying in as well. I just heard that the folks that we had on Wednesday, on this past Wednesday show from the Soultown magazine, not only are they going to be one of our media sponsors, but also what's happening is that they're going to be present at our show.
That's great.
All the way from California. So,
wow.
We're going to be well represented, Carrie.
Across
the country.
Across the USA.
Yeah, you haven't heard anything. So it's really going to be very, very nice. I'm going to see if we can get Samantha to do a special presentation from Hair Radio Canada. And and we still got a lot more to announce, and this is where we are. So at the theater in New York City on Bond Street, 24 Bond Street, New York, New York. And all this is right available on our Hair Radio Online community. We are going to be putting out a whole lot more information at hairradio.com. You can go there right now and click in the top right corner on the picture of the theater, and all the details will pop up. So you can read everything there. So I'm really, really excited. And I'm just, I'm thrilled. This is my first time being in front of a real live audience in several years. I don't go to every little thing here and there. I want to make sure to bring my skills and special communication style to the fans of this broadcast. and the people who support us. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. You can buy your tickets at eventbrite.com. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me. I'm available after 9 usually. You can call our toll-free number, which grab a pen and paper. I'll give you that number right now, which we're so excited about. And that phone number is 833-402-8882. Again, 833-402-8882. It's quite an interesting week, as we've been talking about. And this week, we lost so many folks. I think when we hit back to the airways, we had just lost Lisa Marie. So much going on. So many people have just perished in recent times. I think even this morning, you know, one of the older stars, you know, David Crosby, had passed from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I remember
big wow.
Saw that.
Yeah, it was very sad. David, I actually didn't meet him, but when I worked at Newark Airport, I saw him on our little people mover. And I looked over, and it was David Crosby riding on the people mover. I never will forget it. He looked exactly. It's hard to mistake him for anybody. You know, he had a big burly beard. I knew who he was, and we he was a great musician, so we're certainly going to miss him. And so many others. And I just
so
want to say thank
others,
you to all fans. We put together this show. We care about what we're doing. We love helping you. Hair Radio
is
all about hair, beauty, and community. Blue will be back with us on Tuesday of next week. We also are going to have a fashion segment. This is the beginning of this. This is our unofficial beginning. We are welcoming back Courtney. Yes, Dr. Courtney A. Hammonds. He'll be with us again.
Live.
He'll be live on Tuesday at 8. Actually, 7:45 on Tuesday, because Dr. Hammonds has a lot that he will be unveiling and some things that you don't want to miss. This is where fashion, hair and fashion intersect. And so we're real excited about that. And then 8:30 on Tuesday, of course, it's time for the next installment of Michael's 8-part series. It'll be installment number 2 on his show number 15. So good.
Oh, looking forward to that.
We want to thank everybody. And I have to say, Keisha's done a great job this week. We've got great products, a lot more going on with the live shows. New York, we're starting in New York, but I'll be reaching around going to different cities. So if you want to hear from us, if you want us in your town, let us know. I will be there. If I got to go take a greyhound, I'll be riding. I'll be riding. So I'll be there.
Not go greyhound.
I'll go greyhound. I don't mind. I love it. I love to see, you know, I spend a lot of my life on airplanes, a big part of my life. And so I've always had a bird's eye view. I've ridden over. I remember looking down out of the airplane as we went over the Grand Canyon. I remember going over to China and looking down when they mentioned that we were flying over India. I remember always flying over Nova Scotia. And now we have our Hair Radio Canada based in Nova Scotia. So my whole life has been in the air. So I don't mind getting a grounds view. That's the only way that maybe eventually, you know, you can find a bird's nest. And that's a good thing because they're so rare. They're usually up high.
Finding a bird's nest,
that's what I'm looking forward to do. And being on the Greyhound bus and making that happen, I think we'll be okay.
So true.
Sounds good.
Thank you. And so I just, we got to say thank you to the fans, speaking of which, who've made all of this possible.
Yes, always thankful for the fans.
Always.
Yes.
So true.
Absolutely.
So true.
I want to take a moment to thank the folks over at one of our other partners, Upscale Magazine. They still have the 24-hour network, upscalemagazineradio.com. They're holding it down over there. We love them. They've been around for 35 years in this industry. I also want to take a moment to just say, on top of the wonderful upscale folks, just everybody who's helped to make this possible, BOPSA.org. Sam and I are going to be doing some big things next month. Throughout Black History Month in February, we're going to be focusing on BOPSA. A lot of the new members, you guys know, Sam helps the African-American community get set up with supply stores since we're
right.
spending the most money, and it's our own money. So these are things that he'll be focused on. We're going to be bringing more of that to light over the course of next month. Plus, we'll be introducing you to a whole lot new products that Keisha and I were talking about earlier, and we are just excited. If you want to be a distributor, this is a good time to do so. And a distributor means you can make money by offering therapy products to the professionals. So contact us. Let us know if you have some feedback on using the products, whatever it is. Go to hairradio.com, go to therapy.com, or call us, 833-402-88. It's been an incredible week. So, Nicole Marie, are you looking forward to what's ahead? Yes.
I am definitely looking forward to what's ahead, Carrie. So much
now,
on the way.
What are you doing this weekend, Michael? First, Nicole Marie, let me ask you, what do you got planned this weekend?
Well, this weekend, I'm busy with the kids. My oldest daughter has basketball. My youngest daughter has basketball. And my son has powerlifting. So I'll be busy with the kids.
You're going to be very busy. Yes, indeed. Now, what about you, Hopper Hopkins, Michael Hopkins from VTR, from Vet Talk Radio? What are you going to be doing this weekend?
Oh, hopefully the grandkids will show up. At least three of them will show up, and I'll hang out with them. Love watching them growing up, Carrie and Nicole Marie. Love it.
Awesome. What are your plans for the weekend, Carrie?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Well, we always want to know what you're doing.
I know, I'm busy here. For me, I'm just grateful to God that we made it through the week. I made it another day here, and we get to do what we love to do. I feel that I get to live in success every day by helping our fans and doing whatever I can. To keep, to just make the road a little bit lighter for folks each day.
Right.
So this weekend, I plan to work on therapy products where, I'm going to release a lot of new products. I also will be working on the upcoming event, preparing for next week's shows. I'm also working with both magazine folks out there that I can. And just keep what we're doing at Hair Radio and, what we're doing. It's important
that we keep
everything moving real well, and we're going to do our best.
And we definitely do that, Carrie.
Definitely do that, Carrie and Michael.
Always on the move.
So listen, I think we've been playing us out with music, and I think we referred to quite a bit of music today. But I don't know, we've had some very interesting songs in recent times. I think I want to hear a little bit from, how about some good upbeat music? Okay.
All right,
let's do it.
It's Fan Day Friday. Let's go out with the bang.
It's Fan Day Friday. And I think this will do the trick. I usually reserve this song for special occasions, but today.
All right.
Just being grateful that we're all here and listening and enjoying this space and time together. We'll be back on Tuesday with an all-new live edition from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That'll be the 24th of January. So don't miss that. We've got a whole action-packed week ahead of what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about all
that.
This we're going to go ahead and end out with Coolin' the Gang. Celebration.
Uh-oh.
We'll see you back in this week. Great weekend, everybody.